This morning for our service, we will follow the order of matins, which you'll find beginning on page 109. Please also note that there's a duet following the homily, and the text for that can be found beginning on page 114. And we will then continue following that with the Kyrie and the Lord's Prayer, which is on page 116 and following. We begin then our worship this morning with the confession of sin. Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. O come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts, and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy.
Almighty and most merciful Father, we have strayed from Your ways like lost sheep. We have followed the vices and desires of our hearts. We have offended against Your holy law. We have done those things which we should not have done, and we have not done those things which we should have done. Have mercy on us, O Lord.
The Almighty and merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise now for the versicles.
Thank you.
Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. The imagery of sheep and shepherd is probably one of the most recognizable types of imagery that you will find depicting the believer's relationship to Christ. There's something about it that is just so comforting and reassuring. When the Holy Spirit chose to use the image of sheep or a lamb to depict human beings and humanity, at the same time, he wasn't expecting that to be a compliment to us. Sheep are known not for their intelligence, but for their lack of intelligence. They are not only prone to wander off into danger by themselves and to get themselves into things that they are unaware of, but in their ignorance, they are incapable of recognizing the trouble that they may be in. They may see a predatory animal nearby and miscalculate the distance between that animal and themselves in terms of whether or not they could get away. There are a variety of reasons why it is so necessary and essential for sheep to have someone watch over them, likewise to help them find the right pastures in which to graze. These are all images that apply to us as sheep when it comes to our sinful human nature. We tend to be this way as well. We often are incapable of truly recognizing the depth of our sin. We are incapable of realizing the danger that surrounds us spiritually, the adversaries, the predatory ones that try to attack us and have nothing but evil intent toward us. It is easy for us to minimize that in our minds and to sometimes assume that we have a safer distance from them than we think, and to think that we're fast enough to get away when really we're not. We have no real ability on our own to gauge the depth of our vulnerability. And so sheep need a shepherd to take care of them, and so it is for us in a spiritual vein as well. We need a shepherd to take care of us. And thank God that the spiritual shepherd that we need has been provided from heaven. God himself, his own son. Our Heavenly Father chose not just to send any old person to be our shepherd, not even to pick some of his better angels to be our shepherd, though they certainly help us as well in our walk of faith. But he chose his own son to be our shepherd. It would take one who could truly rescue us from every possible aspect of harm. It would take one who is mightier than any predator that we will ever face. It would take one who has more wisdom and heavenly planning than anyone else on earth could ever have. And there is only one then that could cause us to say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And we have been provided that shepherd in the work and in the life and in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. So why are we sheep who belong to him? Why are we willing to follow him? Why is there such allegiance then in the stupid sheep to this amazing good shepherd? Well, it is because he has placed himself between the sheep and eternal harm. He has nothing but their spiritual best interest in mind and their future best interest in mind. He is not just the shepherd, but he is the good shepherd. And his ultimate goal for them is to take them to the green pastures of heaven. And for these reasons and many others, this is why the sheep have such allegiance to him. The sheep say to themselves, "If he has been willing to do all of this for me, if he has been willing to lay himself across the coals of hell so I would never have to feel them in my future, if he's been willing to leave his heaven so that he could guide me there, I should listen to this one and I should follow him." Years ago, when I was in seminary, I was working at a Shopko store in town, and the counter where I was working was right across from the service desk, and there were always some young ladies working there. And the service desk was frequently where they would bring little children who were lost in the store. And this happened sometimes almost on a daily basis. And the child was usually anywhere from about 3 years old to about 6 years old. And it was always so heartbreaking and heartrending to watch these little children come up screaming and crying for their parents and in such fear in their face. And then what was always interesting is maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes later, the mom or the dad would come running up to the front to the service desk to find their child. And even before they reached the child and was in their sight, they would be yelling out the child's name. And I used to think to myself, what if somebody came in here to try to take one of these kids away and to pretend to be the parent? But I quickly realized that was really never going to be a problem, because as soon as the parent's voice was heard by the child, that kid's head snapped around so fast, and you could just see by the response in the child's face and heart that this was the parent. That child recognized in the voice of that parent love, concern, self-sacrifice, their best intent in mind and heart. All of that was embodied in the voice. And as soon as it entered the child's ear, you could just see the reaction. When we hear the voice of our good shepherd talking to us in his holy word, when he instructs us about things about our lives, when he talks to us about our sexuality, when he talks to us about how we should use our mouths, when he talks to us about how we should come before God in repentance, the sheep of Christ hear the voice of their Lord, and you can see the reaction in their face. They respond in faith and come back to his loving and forgiving voice. Now, there are certainly many other voices out there in the world that call out to us in a variety of ways through a variety of media and so on. But we must always ask ourselves when we hear those voices, where are they coming from? What is really their ultimate motivation in trying to lead me? Where do they want to take me? And what have they ever done for me that has eternal beneficial consequences? This good shepherd always has our best interest in mind, eternally. And so when he calls to us, we should hear, listen, and turn to him. He knows his sheep intimately. When you look at the ministry of Jesus and you study through the Gospels, think of all the places where he knows things about people's lives. Think about the woman at the well. He knew her romantic life. He knew her past. We think of the widow and her mite. Jesus knew specifically her finances. We think of the crippled man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus knew this man's entire health history. The widow outside of Nain, bearing her son. He knew the details of her life history. And this good shepherd knows each sheep intimately, and yet at the same time has love and care and concern for the entire flock. And he has one great plan for the whole flock. And it's real simple: heaven. And this one flock that he has is now divided, is now split up into two sections. And it's divided by the valley of the shadow of death and the river of death. And on the one side of that are the plush green pastures of heaven. And his church triumphant is always there. That part of the flock is already there enjoying that grazing. But those of us who are on this side of the river of death are still dealing with the jagged, rough, treacherous cliffs in our lives that are before us. But the shepherd's eye is always on the sheep, and he knows each one of us so intimately and so well that he knows the very path we can take and the one that will ultimately get us across that river. How comforting it is to know of the great knowledge that he has of each one of us. May we truly trust him, and may we truly follow his voice. Amen. us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever.